Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew with your local news. The state government is pouring an extra $36 million into the domestic and family violence sector. Premier Stephen Miles says the extra funding is in response to soaring demand and an increased pressure on DV services.
I know that won't fix everything. I know we will need to continue to invest, but this is an immediate response.
Car thefts are going up in the Wide Bay, with 200 more stealing-related crimes than this time last year. Since March 2023, the region has recorded 845 unlawful use of motor vehicle offences and more than 1,000 stealing or entering with intent incidents, totalling more than 2,200 offences. That's compared to a total of 2,000 in the previous time period. Four cars are currently reported stolen in Bundaberg, while three are missing in Maryborough. Getting our aged care sector to work smarter, not harder, is the goal of a Queensland-led study. The JCU team are developing an AI tool to predict the type of care a resident may need during their stay. PhD student Jonathan Kong says it'll analyse aspects of the patient's mobility and independence, as well as care and doctor's notes.
Working smarter now, we're able to forward-looking, and that which will help this country as how we can make use of our taxpayer money more efficiently, and also most important of all is that helping the care worker to do a better job.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has announced its local heroes, and Childers State School is our region's. The school's mountain bike group has been named the 2024 local hero for the Bundaberg region. The group is dedicated to raising funds to support the Royal Flying Doctors, with many having had family members rely on the service.